Okay, Rabbi, before we begin, just one public service announcement. As you know, we are starting a new initiative for learning over the weekends. Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, a special learning on Shabbos. Geduah's brought down, a person learns on Shabbos, so he gets 1,000 times the amount of schar that he gets for learning during the week. That's pretty intense and pretty impressive. I want to thank the people that were involved in jump-starting this initiative. You know who you are. Thank you very much for doing that. Now, thank you. Now, he knows who he is. He doesn't need you to tell him his name. Folks, those that would like to try to join it, you do not need to commit. You could just give it a shot and see what happens. We're starting this week. Beis Hashem, Siyat Tishma, if you want no more details, so then find out. We've been speaking over the past little while about different ideas, concepts. Very important concepts, and one of them we spoke about is the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu is actually Shurish Neshama, comes from Adam Arishan. Adam is Rosh Hatevis. Adam, David, Moshe. And Bas Paro's name was Basya, was actually Chava. She was Chava, and that Paro was actually the snake, was the Nachash. Gilgulim, Arizal, Zoya Kaddish, these types of things. Anyway, this whole door, the door of the people that went out of Mitzrayim, with the door of the neshamas that were nichlal Adam Arishan had to a tikkun on the chet. So the chet of Adam Arishan had in it the different senses, the senses that a person uses to see, to taste, to feel, all those things needed a tikkun. So therefore it's brought down that these came through eventually a person wearing tefillin. The importance of wearing tefillin is tefillin is a tikkun for all five senses. We're going to talk about it a little bit. There's five senses that a person has. Four of them are in his head. The four are in his head are taste, sound, smell, and sight. And one of them is in his hand, which is in his finger. We wear tefillin. The tefillin and Shebet Roish are broken up into four different parashiyos. Tefillin Shebet Yad is one. Four parashiyos that are the four senses on your head. One is the one in your hand is the sense of mishush. So therefore, the tefillin we're going to see is somehow a tikkun for all four of these. Now listen to this. This is just wild. Some of you like wild. It's brought down the following thing. The Sefer Megale Amukas. Megale Amukas, he was so deep. He's buried in Krakow. He's buried in, it's like a wild story about the Megale Amukas. That someone wanted to be buried next to him, and whatever. He was buried somewhere else. He ended up moving in the middle of the night. It's wild. When we get there, Beis Hashem will tell you about it. The Megale Amukas was an extremely, extremely deep. Megale Amukas means he reveals the depths. He reveals all the deep secrets. So listen to this deep secret. The Pasuk says the following thing. When a person does a sin, Limol Mal Bashem, to revolt against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Va'ashmo ha-nefesh ahi. And this nefesh did this sin. So what does he do? V'heshev es ha-shamay b'roshev ha-chamishiso yosef alav. He adds a fifth. He adds one fifth. Says the Megale Amukas, you know, this is a reference to really to Adam Harishon. Because the real sin, we speak about who sinned, Adam sinned. Va'ashmo ha-nefesh ahi, that's nafshah shel Adam. And then it says in the pasuk, "Vehevi es Hashamai." Es is letters aleph through tough. Because before Adam sinned, there was only aleph through tough. But after he sinned, "Vehevi es Hashamai," he added another five. Says the Megale Amukas, there's something called mansbach. Mansbach, get used to it, is the five letters that have soife tevas. You have soife tevas on letter mem, mem sofis. Nun, nun sofis. Pei, pei sofis. Man, where are we? Mem, nun, tzadi, pei, chaf. Man, spach, there it is. Mem, nun, tzadi, pei, chaf. Man, spach. Those are the five letters that have Soif Tevois. There's only five of them. Mem, don't forget, five. Mem, Nun, Tzadi, Pei, Chof Sofis. That's the one. Chof Sofis. You got it? Those are the five. Says the Megale Amukas, But Adam HaRishon is the one that caused the Sofei Tevois. It just sounds very random to me. Very interesting. But we're going to try to explain it. The Sefer Shvilei Pinchas is trying to explain to us what does that mean. So he brings here from the Sefer called the Sefer HaMafur. It's not a Sefer I've ever heard of before. However, it's a Mekubal by the name of Shlomo Molchoi. And he says that the people in this generation, including the Beis Yosef, were made on him that he had the Neshama of Mashiach. So he's a very, very lofty person. And obviously knew lots of secrets. So here it is. The Sefer HaMafur says the following thing. He says, and he doesn't quote the Megala Mukas, but he says the same idea. He says, before Adam sins, the Torah, which was given 2,000 years before the world was created, was written without any words. It was letters. It was just letters. And all the letters were written together. And it was meant to stay that way. If it would have stayed that way, the letters would have stayed together. So then, we would never have had all the different types of nekudais, for example. And everything was just meant to be included together over here. And everything was meant to be moved together in different ways. To make tzirufei oisiois, tzirufei shemois. You have all these letters, and it really, it's brought down that the entire Torah is shmois of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah is Hashem's name. So therefore, what it is it's different movements of the letters. If the letters are meant to just constantly be moving, then you don't have beginnings of words, ends of words, beginnings of sentences, ends of sentences, no psukim, no nothing. Everything is just supposed to be seen that way. That is the secret of the Torah. That is the nister of the Torah. That is the way that the Torah originally was supposed to be written. It was written b'li parshois, b'li psukim, and all that. Yeah. However, what happened afterwards, and he says that when Adam Rishon was marchik himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, created a distance from Hashem, he was no longer able to tap into the Nister of Torah. He was no longer able to relate to Torah on such a high level. And once he sinned, the Torah had to have some sort of chitzonius, had to have an external. The external is the way that we see the Torah. The Torah seems to be the Bible. There's got history in it. It's got law in it. It's got all different types of details. That is the way the Torah then became expressed after the chet of Adam HaRishon. Once Adam HaRishon was nidbak b'chumrius, once Adam HaRishon connected with something gashmi, like the eitz hadas that he ate from, all of a sudden the Torah had to become more chumri. And being that Adam HaRishon was dovak b'chelek hagashmi, and there's five physical senses, so there were five letters that were now introduced. Soif Tevis. Because before, you didn't need Soif Tevis. When it's all just letters, there's no beginning of a Pasuk, there's no end of the Pasuk. There's no end of the Pasuk. You don't need a Mem Soifis, because there's no Sofis, there's no end, there's no beginning. All the end of letters are introduced only after we have a concept of defining, having boundaries. But there were no boundaries beforehand. So after Adam Rishon introduced boundaries, that's when we had the Sofit. And he brings, this is the pshat, the Pasuk says twice about the Torah being the world being created. Bereshis bara Elokim, es hashamayim, ve'es ha'aretz. Es hashamayim, ve'es ha'aretz. Es is letters aleph ad tuf. Aleph through tuf. The world was originally created when Adam, before the chet of Adam HaRishon, Bereshis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz, aleph ad tuf. The second time the pasuk tells us, it says Elo toldo shamayim ba'aretz bihi baram. Bihi baram is behei baram with five letters. Second time around, there's another five. Because now Adam Rishon sinned, got these five letters of Mansbach, the five letters of the end of the name. Okay. Says the B'nai Yisrael, these five letters, they represent, there's a stima. A stima is there's a blockage. When something is closed, so then when we're talking about a soif teva, the end of a word, the end of a letter, saying it stopped. There's a stoppage that happened when Adam Rishon sinned. The sin of Adam Rishon caused a stima, is a block. So that's the end. A soif is when things are, you can't continue. Bracha is when things just keep flowing. So because of the chet of Adam Rishon, now we have a soif. And that comes in these three, five letters. So Fizeh, we can understand very well why mitzvah tefillin, which we're coming to, we're giving now to the dar that is coming to make the tikkun on the chet of Adam Rishon, Moshe being Adam, and Chava being and Bas Paro being Chava. Now we're coming to try to rectify. So what is our part in that? Is putting on tefillin. Tefillin having four parshas in the head, keneged the four senses, and one parsha on the arm, keneged the chush amishush. So therefore, that's the tikkun that we have for tefillin. But now we're going to try to explain it. How are we going to explain? There's five letters. So we'd like to explain how each letter is connected to one of the different senses. Mem, the letter Mem, is going to be connected one of your senses. Nun, another one. Pei, another one. Mem, Nun, Man, Tzadi, Pei, Chof Sofis. So we'll start with the first one is the letter Mem. The letter Mem is connected the sense of smell. How is that? If you can think of the letter Mem, how it's spelled in the Torah, the letter Mem looks like, it's like this, with a little bit sticking out on the top. If you think about the letter Mem, there's something jolting out on the top. It kind of looks like the profile of a person. This is his nose, is the letter Mem. He has something sticking out, which is his nose. It's brought down from the Arizal. Soid Mem Chutma is a person's nose. If you take a look at a Mem looks like this with just something sticking out the top. Now that's a Mem. A Mem Sofis just looks like this. It lost its nose. A Mem Sofis lost its nose. But a Mem has something sticking out the top of it. Because a person is supposed to use his nose really to smell something's fishy. Adam Rishon should have smelled something's fishy over here with the chet of the Nachash. He should have stayed away from the Nachash. But he didn't. Mem Sofis is he lost his koyach of his nose. That is Mem. When you deal with the Ois Nun, if a person thinks about his ears, your ears are basically in the shape of a Nun. Depends how rounded your ears are, but your ears are the shape of a Nun. Right? Why does a person have this part? This part of your ear is actually very, very flexible. The Gemara says this part of your ear is flexible so you can put it, when you don't want to hear someone says something bad, you should. That's what the Gemara says. Now what happens if a person doesn't close his ears to bad things, like Adam Rishon didn't close his ears to the Nachash, so you lose that part and it becomes Nun Sofis, which just comes straight. The letter Nun loses the bottom part of your ear, which should have been used to rectify the sin of hearing the wrong thing. That's the letter Nun. Then we move on, the letter Tzadi. The letter Tzadi is for the Chush of Ri'iyah. The Chush of Re'iyah, if you think about the letter Tzadi, the way that it's spelled in the Torah, it's got two things jutting up like that, which are kind of like your two eyes, right? It's bent over, it's a little bit low, your eyes are sticking out. The letter Tzadi is for a person's Chush of Re'iyah, which is a person's only supposed to see things that are in front of them. We're not supposed to be like looking out at things which we're not really supposed to be looking at. Now at Tzadi Sofis, the letters are higher, the two eyes are higher up. because he's looking around. He's seeing things even though he's not supposed to be seeing. So tzadi sofis is when a person has lost the koyach of ri'ia properly. If you look at the letter tzadi, it's spelled like this, with two things sticking out of the top. That's the chush of ri'ia. And the pgam that happened is because people were not looking at things that properly. Or Adam Arishon, Vateiro Ha'isha, Kitoiv Ha'etz Lamachol, Vichitava Le'einayim. She saw, right? She wasn't looking at things she was supposed to be looking at. Next is the Ois Peh. The Ois Peh, we can obviously understand, is connected a person's mouth. The Ois Peh, right? Peh is like this. A Peh, that's basically your mouth. To go sideways, that's an os pe right there, and you're talking, right? Now you have the bottom jaw is for you to like just like when it's time to shut your mouth, just shut your mouth, right? When a person just doesn't do that, he just lets his jaw just drop. He just says anything that comes out of his mouth. Then he's pe sofis. He's lost. He's been poigim in his peh, which is, you're supposed to keep your mouth closed every once in a while. He doesn't. Peh sofis is when he's been poigim in his peh. And the last one is the letter chaf. Now the letter chaf, anyone know what your palm is called in Hebrew?
Kaf.
Your kaf, or your cuff. Kappa porcelani is a woman is supposed to, you're supposed to give things. Your cuff is where a person gives and a person takes. He takes in his hands, even he puts it in the palm of his hand. That's the letter kaf. Now, why is the letter kaf like this? Because there's certain things you're supposed to take, and there's certain things you're not supposed to take, right? So kaf is, it can be open and closed, right? Your hands, sometimes you close your hands, because this is not mine. But when a person is just willing to take anything, his hand is always open. He'll take anything. That's kaf sofit, which is his hands open and Adam and Chava took something that wasn't theirs. The Eitz Hadas, they weren't supposed to eat from. So therefore, the kaf is open. That's the kilkel of the kaf. That's why you have a kaf sofit. So that's why we have these five letters. Mem. Mem, we said, is keneged the chush of the reach, the nose. Nun is the ears. Tzadi is the eyes. Peh is the mouth. Chaf is the hands. These are the five of the different senses that a person was poikim. And we're supposed to try to fix them every day when we put on tefillin. We put on four parshiyos on our head, which is kenege, the four chushim that we have in our head. Those are the four main chushim. And the last one is the chush of the yad. Now the one chush which we weren't really poikim of all of those five, that Adam wasn't poikim, is the chush of the reach. He wasn't really poikim. Because he never, it doesn't say he ever smelled it. He saw it, he held it, he ate it, he listened to Chava. The one chush that he wasn't really ever poigim was the chush of Reach. And that, what he did wrong was he should have smelled something's fishy. Right, but he didn't use the chush of Reach. Your nose is outside of your body. It's in front of you. It's like you're leaving. Something smells bad. It's like it's before you even taste it. Before you even like really have that interaction, you smell it beforehand. It's coming your way, right? Something smells bad, so you stay away from it. That's like a warning. Your nose is supposed to be like it's your radar for you. Adam didn't use it, but he wasn't play game. He didn't use it for a chet. That's why on Matzah Shabbos, we use dafka, the chush of reach, we have besamim. Reach goes straight to the neshama. It goes straight into the neshama. Why? Because there is no pgam, there's no mechitza. Everything else, we created a mechitza between all the other senses and our neshama. The one that didn't have that is the chush of reach. And that's why the reach, a person, you want to wake someone up, so the best way to wake him up is with smelling salts. Why do we wake someone up by giving him something to smell? Because that's the one sense that goes directly to the brain. That's the one that we weren't poigim. It still wasn't used properly, so therefore we have to be mekadeshit with tefillin. But the other senses are all things that a person was poigim. We have to try our hardest to make a tikkun in that. Because the tikkun was not complete. We could have had it at Har Sinai. It just didn't happen. So therefore, what we're trying to do is, when we put on a tefillin, to be mindful of the fact that we have to try to make a correction in all of these different things, to be careful what we're listening to be careful what we're saying, to be careful the things that we take, whether if they belong to us or they don't belong to us, to be careful about things that we smell, and of course, to be careful about the things that we eat. And we do that, Beis Hashem, we'll make a complete tikkun, and we'll be zoicha to be in Gan Eden with all of the tzaddikim. B'mehirah v'yameinu, amen. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.